gentlemen, and welcome to the Climate Conversations, the podcast where we break down the complexities of climate change and explore how we can all make a difference. Today I will be your host, Fai Clinton, and we're going to dive deep into the challenges of the climate crisis and the innovative solutions that are emerging in our local community today. Joining me are two fantastic guests. First we have to my right, Mathis Chapelle, who is an environmental scientist and climate policy advisor. Welcome, Mathis.
Thank you, Clinton. It's great to be here.
And we're also joined secondly by Mohamed Chami, who is a sustainable advocate and the founder of a non-profit Green Future.
Thank you for having me, Clinton. I'm excited to join the conversation.
All right, let's get started. Mathis, let's start with you. Could you please give us a snapshot of where we are with the climate crisis right now?
Yeah, of course. The planet's temperature has risen by about 1.2 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. So this might not sound like much, but it's already leading to more frequent and severe weather events, rising sea levels and biodiversity loss. So we are at a critical point where action is needed to prevent catastrophic outcomes. And I want to make a parallel with the case of Valencia. So recently, severe flooding hit the town, leaving streets submerged and homes being damaged and displacing thousands of inhabitants. So this is an event that is becoming disturbingly more frequent, and as warmer temperatures lead to more intense rainfall. And also we have, of course, the similar devastation with Hurricane Milton, as it made headlines as one of the most intense storms to hit Florida in years, with peak winds reaching over 175 miles per hour. So we have seen that in recent years, we have rapidly intensifying hurricanes with more frequent flooding and higher disaster costs.
Thank you, Mathis, for your point of view. I also wanted to add that it's shocking when you think about how interconnected everything is. Climate change impacts not only just the environment itself, but also public health, economic stability, and even global security.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the future, we are already seeing these impacts on a day-to-day basis. So, okay, that's it for the general overview. Now, Chami, tell us, what do you think are the biggest challenges to tackling the climate crisis?
So, one major issue is the lack of political will. Even when the science is clear, many governments are slow to act due to economic interest. Also, some pressure from industries reliant on fossil fuels. I also wanted to add that public awareness and engagement can also be a challenge. While more people are recognizing the urgency, there is still a gap in understanding the scale of action required. Misinformation doesn't help either.
That's a good point we have there. Now let's get to Mathis. How do you think we can overcome these barriers?
Yes, I want to say that education is key, as well as making the solutions accessible. So people really need to see how sustainable choices benefit them personally and collectively.
And also, I wanted to add that we need stronger policies that hold corporations accountable while supporting communities in the transition to green energy.
So, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's episodes in the Climate Conversations. Thank you, Mathis and Mohamed, for sharing your insights.
Thank you, Clinton, for inviting me in your podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Clinton. It's been a pleasure.
Well, let's not forget our listeners. A big thank you to all for turning on today. And remember, the climate crisis affects us all, but together, we can create a sustainable future. And don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button and share this episode. So stay tuned and more informed, and await the next episodes where we're going to talk about the hopes for the future.